Once again, the state of Florida is showing itself to be the shining example of how not to run an election. Specifically in Broward County, votes have been magically found, deadlines missed. That's all led now to a hand recount for the U.S. Senate race for Florida. The person behind all this muddle in Broward County is someone with quite the track record, Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes. All these games and mysteries of Snipes wouldn't have been a shock to you if you had read my next guest book, Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election, which details the various ways Snipes and others have set out to perpetrate voter fraud. Joining us now to talk about all this is the book's author and researcher with the Government Accountability Institute, Eric Eggers. How are you today, Eric?
Hey, Chris. Great to be here.
And learn more about the Government Accountability Institute and the fantastic revelations that they make in their work, g-a-i.org. We have that linked over to our website as well. So, just for the casual observer, let's do a little role-playing. You are a supervisor of supervisors, and it's time to give a job performance review for Brenda Snipes. She comes in, sits down. What's one of the first things you say to her?
Well, I would say, Dr. Snipes, I appreciate that on your website, the Broward County Supervisor of Elections website, you tout that your tenure has observed, quote, some successful elections, end quote, or maybe several successful elections. Unfortunately, I'd say this is not one of them. And as a result, I think we've seen the national media now focused on what's happening down there. And unfortunately, people are realizing what we in Florida have known for quite some time, which is that Broward County elections are emblematic of the problems facing elections throughout the state of Florida and quite honestly, throughout the country. So Dr. Snipes' office has undergone and has overseen numerous examples of fraudulent voting activity. I mean, this election cycle in which we're seeing a contested election for both a governor's seat and a Senate race, Dr. Snipes has admitted that illegal ballots will be counted because illegal ballots or ballots that should not have been legally cast were opened up and then blended together with legal ballots. And so because they were incapable of distinguishing between the two, they're just going to count all of them. So we know that's happening here in this election cycle. We also know that her track record, is consistent with this. She's admitted under oath that she's allowed non-citizens and felons to vote illegally. She's admitted to opening ballots illegally outside the presence of a canvassing board. And actually, when she was questioned by a judge, she said, well, why was your office opening these ballots? Her response was, well, I guess I didn't know what the meaning of the word canvassing was. So it's not a strong start. And then she's also been accused of illegally destroying ballots. And that actually was a Democrat that accused Dr. Snipes of that. It was a challenger, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who wanted to inspect the originals, and her office destroyed them in contravention of federal guidelines. So we know we've got lots of problems. And Chris, to me, the larger point then becomes, if she's this bad, if her office is this bad at executing the fundamental process of administering elections and then counting ballots, if we're not this good at counting ballots, how good of a job do you think we've done at preventing illegal ballots from being cast, at preventing voter fraud by bad actors from occurring? And so, that's to me the main concern.
Yeah, because what we're hearing about, just in what you write about, too, long before this election in fraud, how the left plans to steal the election, those are just the glaring mistakes. What about how many more fell through the cracks or got covered by Snipes protectors or enablers?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, here's what we definitely know for sure, right? In Miami-Dade County, we know that there were 108 attempts to double vote because they found the ballots and people had to cast provisional ballots and said, hey, wait a minute, you've already voted here. And so those people, their names have been turned over to prosecutors, but I think that there's not a lot of confidence in what's actually going to happen. So we know that double vote attempts have occurred in Miami. We know that non-citizens have voted in Palm Beach County because they flagged them, and actually through the recount process, lawyers for Bill Nelson and Andrew Gillum, once these ballots that were cast by non-citizens were identified, the lawyers actually objected to the removal or exclusion of those ballots. So we know problems like that have existed, and this shouldn't be surprising to anybody that's heard you and I talk about this, Chris, or that's read the book, because we know that these problems exist nationwide. In 2016, after the election, I and the research team here at GAI, and this is the beginning of the process for writing the book, we took a look at the actual ballots that were cast in that election, And we found over 2,100 instances of double voting in the state of Florida alone, right? And that's obviously, as you recall, more than four times the margin of victory from the 2000 presidential election.
Oh, yeah.
So we know that's a problem. And by the way, you know, there are nearly 3 million people registered to vote in this country in more than one state. So this is not, you know, out of the ordinary, or no one who's been paying attention to the voter fraud reality will be altogether surprised by this. And then, you know, we know non-citizens have been an active part and are, I think, oftentimes confused or fooled into believing they're allowed to vote. They're sometimes victimized by these organized efforts, by the Acorns or the Razas or whatever the new name for these groups are. They go out and they're told they can sell their vote, and they're kind of harassed into requesting an absentee ballot request form and then filling it out. I mean, just in Texas, we saw that the Texas Democratic Party officials were mailing voter registration forms to non-citizens with the boxes checked that, yes, I want to register to vote, and yes, I'm a citizen. And by the way, that essentially eliminates any hope for that non-citizen of ever becoming a naturalized citizen by those actions of the Democratic Party.
So
we know that there are active forms. We know there are active efforts to exploit the vulnerabilities of the system. And I think what this whole recount process has shown is the system's incredibly vulnerable.
So with Eric Eggers, his book, Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. He is also a researcher and reporter with the Government Accountability Institute. G-A-I.org is their website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And as you point out, too, in fraud as well, Eric, it's not always organization. You can have a... It can be something as simple as an overzealous individual, like you write about a New Jersey DMV employee who was passing along and urging non-residents who were coming in for driver's license, driver permits, whatever documents, to take advantage of the motor voter rule.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, at the end of the day, I think people would be shocked to realize that the only thing that stands between an illegal voter and the voter rolls is a DMV official. So, you know, how much confidence does that give us?
And
it's happened in New Jersey, it's happened in Texas, and this is because of the federal law, the motor voter law, which basically says you can register to vote when you get your driver's license. Well, Chris, you know, I don't know what you believe the threshold to get your driver's license is, but it's a lot different to get than it is to register to vote where I live. I mean, and in California, I think just to highlight the point, there's 1 million illegal immigrants that have driver's license, at least 1 million. In fact, when they have laws now where they're automatically registering people to vote when your driver's license is renewed, and they admitted in the Sacramento area, oops, yeah, we accidentally registered 1,500 non-citizens to vote recently by renewing their driver's licenses. Well, I think the real number is probably much higher than that. And so, I mean, it just speaks to the threshold. In the book, you know, we talk about the New Jersey example. I talk about this example in Texas, where a lady actually worked for an elections official or an elections office, but she had been registered to vote and she'd been voting and she was a green card resident, so like not a legal citizen, not somebody that could vote by law, but she actually sent in a voter registration form and said when she moved, she sent in a new registration form and she marked the box that, no, I'm not a citizen. And so the state elections official is like, well, okay, we're going to reject your voter registration application then. Well, she then sent in a second application, this time indicating that she was a citizen. And the supervisor's elections office said, well, wait, she's already said she's not a citizen. Now she's saying she is a citizen. What do we do? And they appealed to the Texas Secretary of State's office, who administers election in that state. And they said, no, by law, you have to register her to vote. So, I mean, there are massive vulnerabilities in the laws. And oftentimes, you know, I don't know that it's necessarily this whole army of illegal immigrants and non-citizens that are sort of waiting around to get a text message or the bat signal from George Soros saying, now's the time, go illegally vote. But I think there's a lot of misinformation. And I think there's, like I said, a lot of ignorance of the law, and they become the unwitting victim of the vulnerabilities and the organized efforts to drive non-citizens to the polls. I mean, there was a case just recently in Illinois where you had a priest who was actually English, you know, a guy from England, and he'd been living in the United States since 2006, and he was up for naturalization, was getting ready to become a full-fledged citizen, but they flagged it because they realized he'd voted in 2007, and so he now had to be deported and had to go back to England and start the process all over again. So, you know, the victims in this thing are really real, not the least of which is, you know, the decency and honesty of American democracy.
Well, plus any illegal vote negates a legal vote, if you want to do the simple math of the matter. And two, when you look at, as Eric writes about in Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Election, Is it the millions that President Trump claims? Maybe, maybe not. You can find studies that either confirm or deny that. But total denial of this situation is pure idiocy. And when you think of how so many elections are now in the by a difference of 1,000 votes, maybe even votes in the hundreds, and you have this little trickle here every year of a little more illegality, a little more illegitimate voting, sooner or later in even a congressional race in the county in whatever state you're listening right now, it can make a difference. And this is why the work of the Government Accountability Institute and Eric's book, Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election, are important to bring the reality of the situation, make you aware of what's happening, and more importantly, compel people in the right positions to either step up and say something about it or realize, you know what, I am part of the problem. I'm getting out of here. And hopefully that's something that's going to be happening in Broward County soon versus later, too. Government Accountability Institute, their website, g-a-i.org is their website. And again, it's Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. Eric Eggers, thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks, Chris. And I would just add that while people can go to the GA website, if people want to see where they can get a copy of the book and or read articles dedicated specifically to voter fraud and read about how voter fraud is occurring in real time, maybe an easier website to go to is just voterfraudbook.com.
And we'll add that to our page as well. Eric, thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.